Blog Talk Radio.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Alrighty, we are on for the first edition of the Super Dave Show. This is going to be going on every evening from 7 to 8 this week. And then starting next week, we're going to do 2 hours. So I'm going to wean myself into this and work through it. And hopefully by next week, I'll have all the bugs worked out. But this is going to be a nightly show. I get to compete with O'Reilly. Good old pompous ass O'Reilly. Pardon my French there, but that's what he is. Sometimes when he says, oh, I give Obama a break. What a clown. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, but the few things I am going to start out with is that I am originally from St. Louis, in case you haven't heard from me before. I'm now in Springfield, Missouri, done radio here in Springfield, and hopefully I will be back on the air doing that. I hope that things do work out because I found out that when you irritate politicians, they go to radio stations and complain because you're not saying nice things about them. But when the not so nice things are facts, too bad. That's just the way it goes. So anyway, we're kind of looking at that right now. I have emceed, hosted a few tea parties here with buddy of mine, Tom Martz. He's a valuable part in the partnership with me in the Springfield Tea Party. And I am going to announce right now that on April 2nd, which is a Saturday, we are going to be hosting a tea party in the Springfield, Missouri area. The final points are going to be out there. Just check out my website, superdaveshow.com. It's not out there yet. It should be out there by Wednesday. I will talk about it again tomorrow. I am hoping that, we do have some pretty good speakers already besides myself. No, but actually we have a really good speaker, one of the new state representatives in the state of Missouri. His name is Paul Kirtman, a young man that went around the Tea Party route and gave probably the best speeches out there. And he's just not out there just saying things. This gentleman means it. He is absolutely fabulous, but he is actually going to be my guest on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And he's just a fabulous guy. We hope that we will have some others, but we will be letting you know about that. Also, we're going to have some entertainment. We just don't do it halfway around this place. We do it right. But anyway, we're going to have some entertainment, and the entertainment is going to consist of the Hughes Brothers. They're going to sing the national anthem. And the Hughes Brothers, by the way, will you let libertarians attend? Oh, God, give me a break, Teddy. Like I'm a party guy? Come on. As I told, I'm answering what somebody just commented here about libertarians. You know, I think most parties suck right now. I know he's going to like that. But, you know, you got the Democrats who are basically communists now. You got the Republicans who used to be conservatives, but they're not really conservatives anymore. And then you got Constitution Party, and oh boy, do I get hounded by those people! They for some reason they think that they have the all the answers, and I just laugh because the last candidate they had in Missouri was a gentleman named Jerry Beck, and I think he was a lunatic to begin with. So it's like, you better figure out who you're going to put out there, because right now it doesn't look too good. And then you got the Libertarian Party. Yeah, put your ear up to the radio there. Yeah, they have their problems too. But frankly, let's be fair here. What has happened are the Democrats and the Republicans have turned around and demonized the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, and I don't know what other parties are out there. But the bottom line is that most people won't vote for them because first of all, Constitution Party put out some pretty pathetic people. No offense, but they did. So until you start coming up with some good candidates, Constitution Party, you're going to get pounded all the time. I mean, it's hard enough out there as it is. So don't be sending us these crappy candidates. My God, people, this is unbelievable. Anyway, back to the Tea Party. It's going to be April 2nd. If you have any questions, you can email me at superdaveshow.com, or if you can Facebook me if you happen to be one of my friends. And by the way, when I was adding friends, Facebook wouldn't let me add anymore. It got mad at me and said, don't add any. So if you want to add me, then I can add you, but I can't ask you to be added. So that place is so weird sometimes. Okay, but Tea Party, April 2nd, it's a Saturday. It's going to be at high noon. The place is not, it's going to be probably at one particular place. But like I said, I will let you know on Wednesday. So there you go. All righty. I'm going to start out today by pounding these wonderful, wonderful Republicans up in D.C. who are going for a grand total. You ready for this? I wish I had drums here. $65 billion. Let me see. We got a $3 trillion, not deficit, might as well say deficit. Anyway, $3 trillion budget, and they're gonna cut out a whole $65 billion, and those awesome Democrats, they're going for $6.5 billion. So it's $6.5 billion, that's right, $60 billion and $6.5 billion out of $3 trillion. And I think like $1.5 trillion is deficit. So, you know, obviously nobody up there means what they're saying. Nobody. I mean, if they meant what they said, wouldn't they be doing something better than that? Anyway, by the way, if you'd like to join, it'd be nice if we gave the numbers out, wouldn't it? If you'd like to join me, you can call. It's kind of cool how they do this, but you can call. The number to call is 323-784-9620. Become part of the show. See if you've got anything important to say. And actually, I will be scheduling guests. I'm not doing so much today. I'm trying to get the bugs worked out like I have been trying the last few weeks, just trying to get some of the commercials in line and all that. And if you like to advertise on here, please give me a call right now. There's little to nothing I'm charging. I'm just trying to get some fill-in time so I have some rest time when I'm after talking for a while. It does get old. By the way, Teddy, how does it sound out there? Sound a lot better than it did last time? Teddy, a buddy of mine, he and I did a show a couple weeks ago at the Fox and Hound in Springfield. And as we were hacking, we were there, by the way, because in Springfield, through their infinite wisdom, is they have the smoking Nazis out there trying to pass a law that you can't smoke in bars and all bowling alleys and all these places, which is insane. Now, I know that irritates a lot of people, which I love to do. But my question is, why is government, there again, trying to tell everyone what to do? It makes no sense. You know, if you own a business, why do I need somebody that's probably never been in my business? Why do I need them to tell me how I need to operate my business? When Teddy and I did the show a couple weeks ago, I'll tell you exactly how this is supposed to work, and this is what freedom's all about. We were in there, and I got to tell you, the smoking was heavy, and it was like a rally to live Live Free Springfield, and the whole point of it was to get government off our backs and show people that, you know, it's your business, you do what you want. And while we were there, the smoking was heavy, and I got to, when I was walking out, I looked at the guy and I said, "Hey, nice place. I won't be back." And he said, "What?" And he, I guess he's thinking, well, we gave you, you know, some stuff and all that. It's like, look, you can give me all you want. It doesn't make a difference. You need some ventilation in here, pal. But I will fight for your right to be able to do what you, you know, to have your smoking here if you want. By the way, if you want me back, you know, clean the place up. I mean, it was a nice place, but, you know, do some of the ventilation. It really was bad. But it was my choice to walk in the place, and I can't for the life of me understand why anybody even thinks that they have a right to go tell this businessman that you can't do it, because there were plenty of people in there. But, you know, I want to say something. When I was in St. Louis, they had a place, and I'm sure some of you people from St. Louis are listening, called the Blarney Stone. And I used to go there a few years ago when I was there, and that place was absolutely terrible to go into, but I went into anyway. Well, they had babes there. I went in there anyway. And one day somebody bought the place, and they made it no smoking. Guess what? The place was packed. And they didn't have to have government tell them they couldn't smoke. Now, come on. Was that hard? I mean, was that hard? Did I have to go have an election to walk in or not walk in? Absolutely stupid. But if we don't do something different, folks, you know, it just – and for you lame I put this on my Facebook, and so I had to do this on purpose. There's a certain talk show host in St. Louis, and I'll leave it like that, and it's a female. And I remember when she, who claims to be a conservative, and I wonder – but I'm going to say this anyway because I do like cause trouble she was fighting for the law. She said, no. I like it when I go into places. And so I'm going to force by the hand of the law to tell these people what they can do with their business. Now, what are you a drive-by conservative where you drive up to the window and you go, let me see, I'll take some of that conservative, and I'll take some of that conservative. Now, this one here, no, forget it. I don't want to touch that one. That's insane. Come on. That's insane. You know, it's why are we asking government to do so much? Because eventually it's going to be, you know, you fat people out there, you're going to go to McDonald's someday and they're going to go ahead and they're going to say, well, wait a minute, get on the scale. Let me see, your body mass is this much. We're going to charge you 20% more because, as we all know, we're going to protect you. And if you're going to do this, We want you to weigh less, so we're going to go ahead and charge you another 20% because we're going to help you. Now, come on. Does that really make a lot of sense? It makes no sense at all. You know, we don't answer phone calls during the – you know, if I was smart, I'd turn the phone down. That'd be a thing new, wouldn't it? People do that on purpose. They know I'm on the air, and they'll go ahead and call me. Anyway, and they mess me up too. So – I mean, does that make sense, though? So if you got your own business, do it. The airline does it, so what? Does what? What do they do what? Come on, Rob. Tell me, Rob. You could type faster than that. Anyway, let me go there, see if he's listening. Does what? I'm trying to figure out what he's saying here. You know, it's easier if you call. 323-784-9620 for the brave ones out there. I promise you we can have a nice debate too. Whenever you decide that you want to be a real conservative, please let me know. Oh, you're right. The airline, they do it with your weight. What? Wait a minute. You try to tell me that they have a scale for your weight. Now, I know they look at you, and you're right about that to some extent. And come to think of it, that makes good sense anyway, because if your big butt takes up two seats, guess what? You're buying two seats. I got a question, though. What if you have two babies and they're little bitty things? Can you put two babies in one seat? Not really, but I'm just having fun with you there. But, you know, you're right. In the airline industry, they do that. But my point is, go own a business and do what you want to do and leave us the hell alone. I mean, if I don't want to go in your business, I'm not going to go in. Anyway, well, that's enough about the, two seats, right. All right, hey, by the way, I saw this on TV earlier. California is putting in $2 billion to help homeowners. Now, I'm missing something here, folks, because am I mistaken or is California broke? In debt, and so they don't have any money, and they say, hey, we're going to help homeowners. So what they're doing is they're taking your money and they're going, well, we're even going to charge more to your credit card there because we need money to give to someone else. What are we going to do about that? We're just going to take it? That's insane. Come on. Yeah, you know, I wonder sometimes about, no wonder they call it the left coast because they're all, not all, there's so many kooks there anyway, but why in the world would they do that? That's insane. Oh, and then we got Jesse Jackson. You got to love Jesse. Jesse Jackson Jr. This is Jr. He's a chip off the old block, they say. He's demanding iPods for ghetto kids. iPods for ghetto kids. You like that? So now we're going to give iPods. Let me see. We're giving laptops to the school kids, iPods. You know, what does an iPod do for people that actually helps them education-wise? I don't have an iPod. I wouldn't know what to do with it anyway. Okay, Rob, what do you do with an iPod? Rob is typing stuff. How does an iPod help people out? Yeah, you know how you do that? You go out and get a job. Your parents go out and get a job, and they go out and do that stuff. So I guess what you get to do, though, is don't you love this, folks? What I understand, if you can't then die. If you can't type English there, you know. I'm reading the comments here, folks, just in case you're wondering here. Let me see what else we've got going. You know, this is so much easier when you're doing real broadcast radio where you have board op and you're not your own board op and all that stuff. You know, it's a little difficult. I feel like one of those people. Okay, one understand 2 billion. Okay. I feel like one of those people that does a one-man show and they got a harmonica in their mouth and a banjo in their hand and they got a drumstick or something like that. That's what it feels like when you're doing this all by yourself. So it would be nice if one of you brave folks would go ahead and call in and talk about some of this. It is nice. 323-784-9620 if you're brave enough to call in. This actually works pretty cool. I don't know if anybody out there has ever done any of that stuff. By the way, did you hear this?
Yeah, there's a bunch of clowns over there throwing tea into the East River.
Yeah. I saw that on Barney Miller the other day, and it's kind of fun when you see some of that stuff and a bunch of clowns over there throwing that in the river. By the way, you got to like this one. This is one I heard on one of the shows, on the Fox shows, and, of course, it's another liberal who's going to help us here, but listen to this one. You're going to like this because this is how liberals fix everything. They think this is how everything's fixed. So here you go.
If you really want to stop sending money to the Middle East and stop sort of propping these guys up, fix our addiction to oil. Put a big fat tax on oil.
That's how they fix everything, folks. Let's put a big tax on things. How about a big tax on liberals? You're already paying $4 a gallon, and what do you get? Let's put a tax on. That's how you fix things in America now with liberals. If you don't like it, you want to fix it, yeah, put a tax on, because taxes obviously fixes everything. And by the way, let's talk about some of these gosh darn strong Republicans up there. How many of them up there are beating the podium saying, Mr. President, let's do some drilling now? I think they have of all people, out of all the companies out there, they've issued one permit in the last year. And guess who it's to? BP. BP, the same one that had the leak in the Gulf, they give them one. So there you go. How do you like that? How do you like that? They are giving one. So right now, as you're going to the gas station, you got to go to the gas station and fill up every day because it's going up 10, 15 cents, it seems like, every other day. So right now, and in fact, I saw earlier where it's over $5 a gallon in California. Can you imagine $5 a gallon? I think here in Springfield, I think it's like, what, $3.35 or something like that. I can't keep track because every time I drive by, it's up higher. But I guess we should feel good about $3.35. You know, what's a couple cents anymore? But then you got this goofball liberal who says, I want to see a big fat tax on it. You know who that sounds like, don't you? That sounds like Mr. Gore. If you remember correctly, Mr. Gore is the one that said $5 gallon gas is going to help is going to help America. Do you feel helped? Yeah, yeah, like California cake. Yeah, it better be Mexican cake because half their citizens in California are Mexicans, aren't they? It's pretty bizarre. It really is. Let me see if my commercial came up here. I made a commercial earlier, and I don't know if it got done in time so I can play it, so I can have a break here. But if nothing else, it's only an hour today, and that's just the way it goes. Let's get back to some of the news, by the way. And I got to tell you, I'm going to get real disappointed in Mr. Hannity. What is wrong with this guy? You know, Sean, you seem like a nice guy, but what is this thing about loving Newt Gingrich? Now, come on, Newt Gingrich, am I mistaken? Newt Gingrich is the one that was up there on the stage with Nancy Pelosi telling us all that we have to do our fair share to help with, you ready for this? Global warming. Yes, that was Mr. Newt Gingrich doing that. And what I don't like about what he's doing is the fact that then he writes a book about Reagan like he's a Reagan kind of guy now. And this is after doing this with Nancy Pelosi. Why do you think he's doing that? He's doing it for one reason and one reason only. He wants the power train now. He wants to be president. And I'm telling you, I know of no Tea Party people whatsoever that has – I lost you there. How did I lose you there? I'm talking about Newt Gingrich. How in the world can you anyone even think about this guy being president? That's my question. How can you think about Newt Gingrich being president? Somebody tell me, somebody defend the fact that Newt Gingrich should even be thought about as president. I don't know. You tell me. Does anybody out there ever heard of Gary Johnson? Probably not, because nobody talks about him in the Republican Party because he does things like makes cuts. I want everybody out there. Oh, Newt lost you. Okay. Good. That made me there. He lost me there. Okay. I thought you meant me. Oh, you didn't say you. You said he. You got it. Okay. Gary Johnson is the former governor of New Mexico. And he went in there and this man cut like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow. New Mexico, he went in there and he said, well, let me see, there's a $300 billion budget. Well, let's just cut $300 billion. Isn't that what you do at home? We don't do that in D.C., though. What do we do in D.C.? This is going to hurt people. That's what they do, because every damn one of them up, not every one, we got some Tea Party guys up there who really and truly are putting the screws to the Republican leadership. But the point is that we need to have people like Gary Johnson who are really going to do it. He was on the Stossel show a couple weeks ago, and they were asking him what he thought they should do. And they said, well, there's a $1.3 trillion deficit, so what do you think you should do? Now, if this was any typical Republican, well, we don't want to hurt the economy and all that stuff. And Gary Johnson had the best answer. You cut $1.3 trillion. Now, does that scare a lot of you out there? massive unemployment and all that. That's what happens. Well, let me go back to history a little bit. There was a guy, a president, and I want to see if anybody out there is really, see if they can tell me who this guy is. And he was elected 1921 to 1923. And he actually cut the budget. They had a big depression, and he from Wilson, of course, because Wilson was the second progressive after Teddy Roosevelt. And he went in there, and he cut the budget 25% the first year and another 25% the second year. And anybody ever heard of the Roaring Twenties? They were kicking tail. They did great. And then he died, unfortunately. No telling where this country would be if he continued to be president. But that's what happened with him. And I'm waiting for somebody to tell me who it is. Who was the president between 21 and 23? That's your question of the day. Nobody's going to tell me, huh? Come on, Teddy. You got your computer there. I want to see if you can tell me there. I know who it is, but do you know who it is? He doesn't know who it is. See, he's... Come on, Teddy. No, it wasn't Harry Truman. No, Teddy didn't say that, really. No, it was Warren Harding. Warren Harding was the guy, but he actually cut the budget. So the point is, do you actually think that people should be able to cut the budget 25% the first year and 25% the second year? You're wrong. It isn't Arthur. It's Warren Harding. Do you think they should be able to do that? Of course they should. Because at your house, if you don't have the money, do you say, well, we're going to earn more in the next 6 years, so let's just go ahead and keep going that way. Let's go ahead and keep charging things. Is that what you do? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But that's what happens when you got people out there, you know, up in D.C. But, you know, the one thing I am telling people left and right here, because most of them don't get it, is no matter what happens, I better find my switchboard here again. No matter what happens, there it is, we have to blame the voters. Bottom line is, we have to blame the voters, because the voters themselves are the ones that put these people up there. You can blame the politicians all you want. That's funny. You can blame the politicians all you want, but the problem is that the voters are the ones that put them in there. And I am still waiting for some brave individual to come to me and tell me why it's not the voters' faults. Now, I guarantee you I didn't vote for Obama. And I will tell you right now, I voted for Bush, but frankly, aren't you sick and tired of the fact that we're stuck with nobody all the time? I mean, isn't that what happens? You are stuck with the same people over and over and over. And then, you know, they're, and then when somebody like me or someone else comes along and says, you know, you're at fault, and they go, no, we're going to vote for people like Roy Blunt in this area. He's been there for how many years? He was an overspender. He believed in, well, you voted for Bob Barr. Well, he's a little goofy, too. But yeah, am I right, though, Teddy? A lot of libertarians, I mean, you know, there are the issues in every party. You tell me if I'm right there. Because I know I'm right. Because, like I said, you know, well, let's go back to Republicans quickly, though. They voted for a guy named Roy Blunt. So if you're not from Missouri, Roy Blunt used to be the congressman in where I am now in Springfield, Missouri. And, due to the fact that we virtually had very little to vote for and the power that happens with politicians, Roy Blunt got to be our next senator. And he even promised some of the foolish people up in the St. Louis area, the Tea Party people up there, and said, I'm not going to do any earmarks. Yeah, right. And they actually believed it. That was the best part. They actually believed that he actually meant what he said. And then after he gets elected, he goes, now, wait a minute. I got a lot of – he didn't say this. I'm going to say it for him. Now, wait a minute. I got a lot of payoffs going on here, and I got to pay these people off for doing this stuff. So you got to tell me You just can't take my word for it. You didn't expect me to follow through there, did you? I mean, my God, I voted for cash for clunkers. I voted for prescription pill welfare. And, you know, I made deals with other people to make sure that, you know, we kept spending money. And but now that I'm running for election, I'm a conservative now. I'm a conservative. But, you know, the Republicans, they voted them right back. They voted them in. There was a couple other people out there. Actually, there were 9 candidates. And this is, by the way, what happens in politics. I got to tell you folks this. In the in a lot of elections, you will have you'll have candidates who really mean what they say and they're following through and they're working hard to win. And then you'll have like some of the candidates we had in Missouri who actually are working with Roy Blunt and they run against the strongest opponent to Roy Blunt. So they'll actually run against them instead of the leader. So there was a couple people in Missouri here. And I will tell you someday who I believe they were. One of them I'm positive about, but they actually ran against the strongest contender, who was Chuck Pergerson, and they ran against him. And to this day, I can't understand why anybody couldn't figure that out. Because why would anybody who is running for senator run against the strongest second place candidate? Because most people realize if you had a chance to win, you had to beat the big guy, which was Roy Blunt. But that's what they do in politics, and unfortunately, we allow it to happen. So here we now are now in in Missouri, and we're stuck with Roy Blunt for 6 years. But the only thing we can do is keep on him. And by the way, I have one more little thing I heard today, and I think you really like this. If you're a Tea Party person, you're going to love this. This is good. All right, you ready for this? Because this is the this is what people think of you Tea Party people.
Excuse me, we had Tony Guts. The Republicans wouldn't go along with it, number one. And number two, when you want to cut out Head Start, police, and firemen, then you're in draconian cuts. That way, Kerry is right. These people, these Tea Party people, are out of their minds with these kind of cuts they talk about.
You're out of your mind. You come on America's Newsroom almost every other Monday screaming about how the deficit doesn't matter.
I don't think it does matter. What I'm saying is the reality is the reality. The reality is the reality.
So the deficit doesn't matter. Yeah, he's a Democrat, by the way. But it doesn't make a difference because it's Republicans, too. It's both of them. It's both of them. All right, I'm going to take a couple minutes here. And since my commercial that I recorded didn't come through yet because of the way that it works on Blog Talk, it's going to have to be tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about what I have been doing for the last 2 years. And this is a commercial, so listen to me, folks. I've been dealing with commercial lighting, and as you know, I am real, real strong in the fact that our educational system sucks. And in the last couple of years especially, I've been spending a whole lot more time concentrating on that. And every time I turn around, I'm thinking, why aren't they teaching this in the educational system? And one of the things that they're not teaching, I saw this the other day, is memory. memory. And instead of teaching you memory, what are they doing? They're teaching what? They're telling you what to remember. They're not telling you the techniques that have been perfected on how to do it. And to me, that's more important than a lot of the facts that you would have to memorize anyway. But the other thing is that, and there's a ton of things, by the way, and a lot of it isn't what they're currently teaching, but one of them is lighting. Now, what I do right now in my money-making time is I sell basically industrial lighting. Now, the one thing I'm going to tell you right now is the fact that most lighting out there that you buy at Home Depot and those places, I call it garbage lighting. And the reason is because most of those lights, the fluorescent lights especially, give your eyes about 65 to 70% of what they require to see. And the problem with that is that then what happens when you're in these offices, your eyes are straining and they're dying to get that other 30, 35%. So by the end of the day, your eyes hurt and a lot of times they burn. I have that issue myself sometimes. And some people it's a lot harder on some than others. If you ever notice when you're outside, though, you don't have that problem. So what is it about inside lighting and outside lighting? Well, it's because most of us never knew what we were doing inside when it comes to lighting. But I work for a company called H&H Industries, and we go into places, and what we do is we not only give you better light, but we also go in and give you efficiency studies, and we'll do an audit. And in most cases, we can cut your lighting bill in more than half, give you more lighting, and then also cut your, you know, I mean, every year your electric bill is going to go up. So why not go ahead and take advantage of that now? I went to a place today in Lebanon, and they were paying about $3,000 a month in their lights. And after we went down in their lighting usage, and after I did the audit on it, it was down to $1,300. So if you would like to be a part of that, give me a call at 417-770-6301. That's 417-770-6301. And as time goes on, I'm going to do a lot more teaching about this because, frankly, I honestly think that one of the reasons all our eyes go bad so quickly is due to the fact that we're in a lot of really bad lighting. We also do some residential stuff. You can call me about that, or you can email me at superdaveshow@gmail.com. So if you have any questions about that, please give me a call. And like I said, if you have a business and you're with anywhere from here to St. Louis, maybe anywhere 75 to 100-mile range around Springfield, I go all the way to St. Louis all the time. So I would be happy to stop by and help you with that. So, okay. All righty. Let's talk about something else here. I'm going to give you the numbers again for the Super Dave Show. It's 323-784-9620. Quickly, I'm going to repeat on April 2nd. And please, if you would like to come, let us know. We're actually going to talk to some hotels here because I've had a ton of people from St. Louis telling me that they want to be involved in coming here and being part of the Tea Party. And so if you have, if you're not familiar with Springfield, we'll help you out a little bit. You can call me off the air and I'll help you. But we're going to be talking to a couple hotels if you'd like to stay here. But we're trying to make this a really big deal. We have some really good speakers. We have Paul Kirkman is one of them, and working on more. And the Hughes Brothers, if you haven't been down to Branson, tried to talk on Skype, click to talk. Okay. I don't know. Click to talk. Let me see how this works here. Oh, Skype. Does that work? I don't know. I'm learning how to work on this here. Connect to Skype. Well, I'm already connected, so I don't know what you mean there. Help me out there, Teddy. I'm learning how to use this. I've never used Skype on here, Teddy. Shouldn't it just go ahead and dial straight in? Any of you brainy people out there, maybe you can help me here. Try to talk on Skype, click to talk. Well, I don't know. But the number you can call is 323-784-9620. But you'll have to show me. Oh, I had to do it. Okay. Then I'm okay. All right. I just want to make sure I didn't screw anything up. Teddy's a friend of mine. He's kind of helped me through some of this because he's done some blog talk, and I'm just trying to get myself back in the groove because, like I've said many, many times, you get out of the groove if you haven't done it. But again, back to April 2nd. It's a Saturday. It's going to be at noon. By Wednesday, we'll have all the details down, so please go to my website, superdaveshow.com, or just contact me in my email, and I'll be glad to give you all the information you need. Going to be a fun time, and actually we're even thinking maybe doing something later on that evening too. We're still working on it, so if you got any ideas, please let me know. We have people coming from St. Louis, actually from Tulsa, a lot more than I expected. I think the fact that we are real Tea Party people here, not everybody, but a lot of us are, we're not falling in line with the Democrat Party. I mean, not Democrat. Well, they act like the Democrat Party. We're not falling in line with the Republican Party like a lot of them are down in Branson and some of these other places. Up in St. Louis, they kind of fell in line there too. So, some of that stuff is just absolutely crazy. It really is. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to take a caller on here. Let me see. Let's on the air. There you go. Let's do it here. All righty. Who we got on here?
Well, you got Teddy on here.
I got Teddy. I thought that was you, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, I tried the There's a button you can push on Blog Talk if you got your headset set on and your microphone. It says click to talk, and it's supposed to connect you so people don't have to call in. But it didn't want to seem to work.
So it wasn't on my side?
No, it probably wasn't. It was probably on my side. But, you know, if people don't want to call that number, they can actually call through Skype.
Okay.
It just says click to talk. But
okay. And when they do that, they just type Super Dave Show, right? I'm new at Skype, folks, so I need help here.
Well, no, it's on your front page above the chat room. And it's on your home page when people are in the chat room, and it says click to talk. And it's right by your phone number, to the right of your phone number, and people should be able to just click that, and it goes through Skype and calls in. Maybe it didn't work because I didn't have Skype open, but it's just another way that people can talk to you.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody's got any questions about that, ask them now, because Teddy knows more about this than I do. This didn't turn out too bad. Is the sound quality a lot better than it was before?
Oh, it is. It is perfect tonight.
Well, good.
No cutting out. It is just like radio quality tonight.
Well, you and I did the show at Fox and Hound, and maybe all the cigarette smoke caused the problem.
Actually, I don't know. I didn't replay that one. Did it sound pretty good? Did you replay it? Did you archive it? Did you replay the archive of it?
No, it was horrible. I didn't like it.
Too much
I learned,
background?
Well, it was that, and I learned how to, I don't know, have you worked on these settings on the mixer here? Do you know how to use those?
I play with them. I haven't.
I learned how to do it. That's why the voice sounds better, because it sounds fuller. There's ways you can adjust this, and I'm not trying to bore you people, but, you know, it's just, we're trying to get this squared away here, because we want this to sound really as professional as we can. But I appreciate your help with that. But what do you think about smoking issue, Teddy?
Well, I don't smoke either. I was there with you. I quit in 2004, but I'm with you on it's up to the business. You don't want to smoke there, don't go there. You don't want to work there, you don't like cigarette smoke, and it's a bar. Well, don't work there. It's up to the business owner. And I was going to ask you at this tea party, are you going to try to raise funds for the, I know it'll be right up close to the election, but is there going to be any fundraising for the, to stop the ban?
You know what? It's going to run a little late, but if there's anybody out there that would like to donate to the Live Free Springfield website, just go to that website. It's livefreespringfield.com, and there's donate, but we're trying to keep these smoking Nazis from taking over our world all the time. And, you know,
well, it's
like
not
that,
just
you
smoking.
Know,
what'll be next?
What's
well,
right.
next after smoking?
Well, you're right. Exactly right. And it isn't just about, it's about property rights. And if Teddy wants to open a bar and says, you know, I hate smoking, I don't want anybody in here, he has every right in the world to do that. Because look, if it was the other way around. How about this? Nobody ever talks about this. What if you opened one up and you said, I don't want smoking in here, and then you get the smokers out there, and they go, no, no, no. We want to force ourselves into there. How would that turn out?
Exactly.
Are you doing laundry or something there?
No, I'm just letting dogs in and out. I got dogs running around here and there.
But am I right, though? What would you do about that? You know, I mean, this is insane, people. You know, if you got your own place of business, why in the world would you do that? The tea party, by the way. Do you have any thoughts about it, what you'd like to see? And if anybody else out there does, please add some things that you'd like to see at the tea party.
Well, are you inviting any of the city council candidates to speak? Because that election is a few days right after that.
Well, you know what? If they want to speak, they're more than welcome to show up. Yeah, but if they're going to show up, it's only going to be for a couple minutes, because we don't need their hogwash half the time. You know, as when I introduced you, Teddy ran as a libertarian. in our area for something, and I kind of did your speech for you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, now let me explain, folks, the reason I did that.
You know
though.
What? That's because you were kind of pushing us non-Republican candidates to the back. That's why you were doing that. You know, you didn't
want to give us
ample time.
Now you know better than that. Wait a minute. Did anybody else speak? None of the candidates got to speak.
Didn't the auditor get to speak?
Who?
Maybe not.
No, none of them did. That's part of my. See, I don't think candidates really, you know, at that particular time should have been allowed to speak. I just didn't think they should. Because let's not kid anybody. Everybody there was going to be for family values. Everybody there was going to be for less government. You know, everybody had their song and dance, and most of them demeaned it anyway. So what was the point of hearing everybody tell you a bunch of bull crap?
Well, yeah, but you know how I like to tease you about the Tea Party and being a wing of the Republican Party. So
I just
have to give you gruff about that, you know?
Well, and you're right in a lot of cases. No, you are. Down in Branson, there's one of the Tea Parties in Branson. There used to just be one. Now there's two Tea Parties in Branson. And one of them is an absolute Republican Tea Party all the way. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had some libertarians down there at their last thing, and some of our candidates were passing out paperwork, and they told our candidates they couldn't pass out no paperwork.
Well, they didn't even want the Constitution passed out, so there you go there. That happened.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yes, because I got into it with some of the organizers there. And the other thing they didn't do is we were having a Tea Party a following week. And when I was doing broadcast radio in Springfield, we had actually had one of their people on the air, and we were helping them with their Tea Party. And so when they had their Tea Party, they didn't even bother to announce ours. Oh, we forgot.
Yep, that sounds about right.
But a lot of it has to do with the fact that I am not. Now we joke around a lot, but I am not your typical Tea Party person, am I?
No, you're not. I'll admit that. But you know how I like to try to, and it doesn't work very good. But I always try to ruffle your feathers and
like I really
Tom's
care.
Feathers. Yeah, I know. That's,
yeah.
That's I got to work on that a little better.
Yeah, you got to do better now because you know as well as I do. The GOP does. They don't like me, do they?
No, they don't. They don't because, you know, you and I, we think alike about probably 70% of the time. So, but
that
I know
you're,
I know that you're not on the you're not on the GOP Christmas card list.
No. So if it's only 70%, that means you have 30% more to go so you can learn how to be a real Tea Party guy.
No, you've got 30% more to go to. Well, no, see, the Libertarian Party says I'm only 70% anyway. They want to kick me out too, but I just stick around with the Libertarian Party to piss people off. Same way as you kind of do with the GOP people.
Oh, they love me. Like you said, I'm not on their Christmas card list. Roy Blunt.
Well,
really.
Did you say you were going to do a show Thursday?
Yes, Paul Kirkman will be my guest.
Oh. Well, I won't be able to listen to that one. I was just going to say, because there's a Greene County Women Republicans are having a candidate forum for the city council candidates that night.
Well, there'll be more people listening on here than will be watching the candidates.
Well, I mean, it's at the South Library Center, but I got to go down there because I'm on the campaign staff of one of the candidates, so...
Well, you might as well put it out there. So are you...
Doug Burleson.
Who is a...
running for city council. He's an incumbent.
And what party is he?
Well, it's a nonpartisan race, but he is a well-known libertarian.
Okay. All right. I know he is.
But he is the incumbent.
Yes. Yes, he is. And Doug's a pretty good guy.
He is. He is.
You know, do you actually believe most people know what the difference is between a Republican and a Libertarian, seriously?
Probably not. because, you know, I was a Republican for 27 years before I became a libertarian, but it's mostly on the social values. I mean, fiscally they're right in line with each other. It's when you get to the social items, gay marriage, abortion, and drugs. I think them are about the three that pretty much set them apart.
Well, but you know what? I'm to the point with the Tea Party, and I've gotten so many arguments with people about this. When it comes to the Tea Party, I don't think gay marriage and abortion and the issues you just said should even be involved there. Right now, we need to worry about deficits, and deficits. So we need to – oh, and let's not forget that one important thing called freedom.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, we're on this – see, we're on the same line on that, but the Republicans don't really push for the freedom anymore. I mean, you look at hell; they started pushing the Real ID Act again.
Oh, I agree.
And when I heard that, it's just like, holy cow! No wonder I quit being a Republican. I mean, every time I think maybe I am a little bit more Republican, they do stuff like that. They cut the deficit by $4 billion. Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. They don't take it seriously. And if they don't take it seriously,
exactly.
What's the point? Yeah, I get sick to death. I get sick to death of the fact that these people are up there and they go through this rigmarole. And then as voters, I mean, I'm more irritated with voters right now than ever because they actually defend these people. You know, they defend them. Well, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me they're doing bad things and then turn around and give the excuse of why they voted a certain way.
Yeah, but you and I both know that the American public is politically ignorant. I'll put it that way.
Well,
I mean, when you get 25% voting and 75-80% of them 25% vote, just vote party line no matter who's running. So it's wondrous. Us libertarians have such a uphill fight, but someone's got to keep the fight up.
well, I honestly, I'm not a party guy anymore. I'm not. I know you're not.
I know you're not. But I got to tease you about.
Oh, I don't care about that. And I understand why you say it. I have problems with the fact that you've got all these Constitution Party people come to me and say, you got to join us. You got to join us. It's not working. You know, and that's why I just tell them sometimes, just shut up. I don't want to hear it. I'm not a party guy. Don't tell me your party's wonderful because you would have to agree to that there's a lot of libertarians that are pretty useless too. I think some of them
are
in
city
council. Well, I understood there's one in city council. Isn't there like two libertarians though? One of them isn't.
Well, one of them's not really a libertarian.
But does he wear the libertarian tag?
He mentioned it once or twice to get some votes, but he doesn't want to claim it now.
You just made my day. He said it to get votes.
Right.
That's why people run Republican. I have a bunch
but
of
But he's not my guy. But he's not my guy, okay? He's not the guy I'm working for, okay? So
well, and I understand that. I understand that totally. I do. But my point is that when these people are running, they run as a Republican. They don't care. I mean, look at what's the guy from Pennsylvania, Spector. Spector,
yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, Arlen
yep,
Spector.
Arlen Spector.
He's whatever party it takes to get elected.
Yep, exactly. Even when I ran, I always get grief from my party because, number one, I'm pro-life, and most of the Libertarian Party's pro-choice. I'm a veteran, so I'm kind of big on the military, and they're just a lot of them are anti-military.
Right.
And but I still keep up my convictions, and I'm gonna, I'm still gonna say I'm a libertarian, but I'm not gonna follow the party line 100%, which I don't think no candidate should do.
No, and they shouldn't. And if somebody does, then I think they're a fool. That's why when they tell me the Republican platform, it's like, but the Republican platform says this. It's like, give me a break. How many of these people running actually say, well, I'm for everything in the platform? There's not one Republican that is for everything in the platform. Not one.
I think you're right.
So
except people that don't run. You know what? Except the ones that don't run.
Yeah, you know what you know how to do someday when somebody says I'm for the platform. It's like, explain the platform. What's the platform then? Tell me everything that's on the platform, and and I'd almost bet you there's not a soul alive that could tell you what's on the platform unless they run there and read it. Then after the reading, they probably freak out when they find out some of the stuff on there isn't what they believe in.
Yep.
You know, you
well,
made.
Well, brother, I'm gonna get off the line, but if you need help with the Tea Party thing, I know you're going to need my PA system, right? I know this doesn't have nothing to do with the show, but I know you're going to need my PA system. So get with me and we'll square that away. And thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, buddy. All right, take care. All right.
We'll talk to you later.
All righty. All right, that's Teddy. He's really Republican. He says he's a libertarian. I can say that he's off the air now. All right, we got about 4 minutes left here, and we're going to tell you what's going to happen the rest of the week. Tomorrow, don't know who I'm going to have as a guest, but Thursday I will have Paul Kirtman. This is the first show I'm going to do that I'm doing this week. We're going to do one Monday through Friday. It will get better. That's why I'm doing it every day. I'm going to get back in the groove, and then we have some huge news that will be coming out in a few weeks that is going to stun people. We are going to be the activist in this state, in this city, and hopefully in this country, because there's going to be a whole lot more going on than just watching what they're doing in D.C. I am sick to death of watching what's going on, and I'm hoping a lot of my people that are listening will join us at the Tea Party April 2nd. I'll get that down April 2nd, everybody. SuperDaveShow.com, or if you want to send me an email, it's SuperDaveShow@gmail.com. And if you have any show ideas or something like that, please send them my way. I hope I've done a decent job today. I know as time goes on, it's going to get better. And I'm making apologies. Thank you very much. Anyway, it just takes time to get back in the groove, like I said. And I do hope you, if you have lighting issues, that you will call me, because that's how I have to make a living. By the way, I am going to get back on the blog, what I haven't done for a while. But I think tomorrow I'm going to bring up religion. Had something happen this year, a couple weeks ago, with people who hide behind religion. You know, they go to church, they sit in a pew, and just because they sit in a pew, they think they're a Christian, and I find that fascinating, and I actually find it sickening. So we're going to talk about that, because there was a business in town here, and I'm not going to name the business, but I will maybe tell you what kind of business it is. But they hide behind, you know, the owner hides behind the Bible. He hides behind the word Christianity, kind of like, you know, it's almost like Republicans who hide behind the fact they're Republican. They say they're conservative, but they really aren't. And what I mean about the 57 Chevy is the fact that just because you go sit in a garage for a day doesn't mean you're a 57 Chevy. It just means you're a fool. So, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about, because this hypocrisy has to stop. And I just found it sickening what happened to me. And somebody stole something from me that was really just uncalled for, and he calls himself a Christian. But maybe we'll draw a picture. We just won't say who it is. But, you know, I'm going to start calling some of these people out, because, you know, certain ones I can't because of reasons that you just can't do those things. In other ways, I will. Because, frankly, enough is enough. We're going to stop these things from going on. We're going to stop D.C. from what they're doing, and we're going to stop Jeff City in the Missouri area here from passing non-conservative laws, is what they're trying to do right now. So enough of that. All righty, we're going to end the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and hopefully everything will run really smooth again. Okay, thanks for listening. You're listening to the Super Dave Show.
You can't quit.
And why not?
You're
fired.
You can't fire him.
Why not?
He quit.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over. over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Thanks. I needed that.